Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Here in America, we are in a topsy-turvy state currently. Anybody who doesn't know that outright at least senses it. I mean, even a CNN poll finds that 70% of Americans are pessimistic about the country. The conditions that have brought us to this state have been brewing for years. But things accelerated in 2016 with the election of Donald Trump. That was a repudiation of our decadent elite, which the high and mighty did not take lightly. And this brought about an ongoing illegal coup against President Trump by deep state government bureaucrats, which was aided and abetted by corporate media and the Democrat Party. And it all accumulated in the stolen election of 2020. And this sordid event saddled us with the senile Joe Biden as president. And now America's being traumatized with the Wuhan virus, the hype of which is being used as a pretext for draconian government curtailment of our rights and our freedom. As staggering as it may sound, this fraudulently installed president all but declared war on the 80 million plus unvaccinated Americans. And we sit here discombobulated. The old rules and norms don't seem to apply. And all this turmoil brought to mind the Fourth Turning, which came out in 1997. And without going into detail, authors William Strauss and Neil Howe see history as unfolding in repeatable 80 to 100 year cycles, each of which they call a saculum. The saculum mirrors the seasons of life, expressed as generations move through society. The culmination of a cycle is a crisis, a turning point, or a fourth turning. More specifically, the fourth turning is a crisis, a decisive era of secular upheaval, when the values regime propels the replacement of the old civic order with a new one. What I'm saying is that the old is swept away, preparing society for the new. From a fourth turning, there's no going back to the pre-crisis normal. A fourth turning puts society on a knife's edge. It could literally destroy us as a nation and a people. Or it could lead to something better. And as for timing, Strauss and Howe wrote, "The secular rhythm foretells another American crisis in the first quarter of the 21st century. The next crisis era will most likely extend roughly from the middle of the 00s to the mid-2020s. Its climax is not likely to occur before 2005 or later than 2025, which is the time frame we find ourselves in now." The Fourth Turning was written in 1997. Remember that. Now, here are some of the things that Strauss and Howe predict in the time of our fourth turning. There will be a tearing of civic fabric and an implosion in social trust. And as the crisis mood congeals, people will come to the realization that they have grown helplessly dependent on a teetering edifice of anonymous transactions and paper guarantees. So they're going to realize that the full faith and credit of the government doesn't really mean that much. Much of the boomer population will see the thinness of their savings and the unsustainability of government promises like pensions and Medicare and Social Security. Before long, America's old civic order will seem ruined, beyond repair. People will feel like a magnet has passed over society's disk drive, blanking out the social contract, wiping out old deals, clearing the books of vast unpayable promises to which people had once felt entitled. Law and order will be back in vogue. Criminal justice will become swift and rough. Vagrants will be rounded up, the mentally ill recommitted, criminal appeals short-circuited, executions hastened. There will also be the real danger of foreign wars fought on the do-or-die terms of World War II, and not the recent military engagement with all the politically correct niceties and aversion to casualties and collateral damage. The fourth turning is going to be a gut-wrenching time. And you would have to read the book to grasp all of what Strauss and Howell see for the time of crisis. And it suffices here for me to say, or to sum up their prospects for the future. This will lead either to a disintegration of the nation or a great civic achievement. It will be a time of ruin or glory. It will not be status quo one way or the other. Out of this mess, each of us has a responsibility to do what we can in the here and the now to make sure it is the latter that we get, the great civic order, the glory. It's a very tall mountain to climb, but that's the task before us. To paraphrase something Leon Trotsky supposedly said, you may not be interested in the fourth turning, but the fourth turning is very interested in you. There is no escaping this. This was always going to happen. And we are going to have to pay the piper. And all of this happened because we got a glimpse. It's interesting that the Matrix is coming back out. It's interesting the Matrix is coming back out because Trump taught us something. Trump told us, the only thing standing between you and them is me, and they want to get rid of me. And he was right. And what he was about to do, they couldn't allow to have happen. And the acceleration that we see now, everything is completely unmasked. There is no more subterfuge. Everybody out there that's going, well, you never know what they got going. We know exactly what they got going on. We know exactly what they think. We know exactly what they want to do. The most dangerous thing we could do would be to ignore them and unify. Hispanic, black, white, Americans. If we unified, what they would wake up to would be so frightening. Because the divisive game is how they maintain the power. Because we're not looking at them. They're the cause. We're not looking at them. We're looking at each other because we're always divided. We're always at each other. Pitted against one another. The most dangerous thing you could do is simply not care what they have to say and unite. But when you look at everything going on, it's hard to say that we're not in the middle of the fourth turning. That's an upheaval of whatever order is in place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NovaLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Recently, we acknowledged the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And the spin always starts on things, you know. Some things just can't be spun. Nearly 3,000 Americans lost their lives when radical Islamic terrorists hijacked airliners and crashed them into the Twin Towers of the Pentagon. United 93 crashed near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after passengers tried to overpower the hijackers. The 9/11 Commission concluded that if these passengers didn't take action, their likely target would have been the U.S. Capitol. So those passengers gave themselves, you know, they gave their lives to, they didn't know where they were going, they just went ahead and did it anyway. There were a lot of heroes that day. There are tales of unbridled heroism from first responders and ordinary Americans on that dreadful day that saved thousands of lives. It was a day where this country showed the world that we will unite. We will endure. We will honor our dead, celebrate their lives and their sacrifice. It's not the time to talk about how white people don't know what terror is, and the other pseudo-intellectual lectures about racial politics. And yet, Jen Jackson, a Teen Vogue columnist, decided to go down this route. It's sad, because on this issue, there are some level-headed Democrats who would roll their eyes at this. First of all, what is a Teen Vogue columnist doing writing about this? When did the teens get involved in this stuff? Politics and race weren't really dwelled on concerning the fatalities of this terrorist attack. And yet, somehow, this woman threaded that needle. She writes, white Americans might not have really felt true fear before 9/11 because they never felt what it meant to be accessible, vulnerable, and on the receiving side of military violence at home. But white Americans' experiences are not a stand-in for America. So, you know, first things first, lady, you need to get a grip. Everyone was attacked on 9/11. New York City, our people, our cops, our firefighters, our government, and our Constitution were attacked on 9/11. And all of that transcends race. You literally have put together a wine fest over nothing. On Twitter, I guess this is Twitter. It's 20 years since 9/11, and I'm still really disturbed how many white pundits and correspondents talk about it. Then again, I'm watching Andy Card and Jay Johnson on MSNBC. Card just said that 9/11 was the first time that Americans ever felt fear. He said that it was the last morning we woke up without fear and that the terrorists succeeded in introducing us to fear. Wow, that's hella incorrect. Plenty of us Americans knew what it's like to experience fear before we knew 9/11. For a lot of us, we know fear because of other Americans. This is all on Twitter. We have to be more honest about what 9/11 was and what it wasn't. It was an attack on the heteropatriarchal capitalistic systems that America relies upon to wrangle other countries into passivity. It was an attack on the systems many white Americans fight to protect. We have to be clear that the same motivations that animated America's hypervigilance and responsiveness to, quote, terror after 9/11 are now motivating the carceral state and anti-immigration policy. This was, you know, she was out there, I guess she was typing like a mad dog. Because she started getting some replies to this. And at this particular point, I would just have to say to her, shut up. Believe it or not, we don't need this right now. We never needed this. The 2,977 families of the victims don't need lectures about how their loved ones were part of a heteropatriarchal capitalistic machine, or that they were pawns in the phantom machinations of a white guy, of white men. What is this nonsense? And it's an indicator that after 20 years, the left has become more insane. Who puts this together in their head this way on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks? If you were to watch National Geographic's well-produced and harrowing six-episode series on the 9/11 attacks, through the eyes of those who survived, you'd tell this woman to, well, I can't tell you what you'd tell her. The NYPD and the NYFD died protecting white systems. That sounds insane because it is. These people don't know that, and they wonder why we mock them endlessly and why they simply cannot connect to real Americans. And this might be the worst take ever posted on Twitter. We remember those who died. We remember their lives. We remember the heroes of that day, both alive and dead. We remember what it meant to come together as a nation and deal with the pain and consider how lucky we were to live here, to be citizens in this country. For some of us, we look at those 2,977 families and victims and we say, we're never going to forget you. We will never forget you. And to Ms. Jackson, you need to log off. Because it's not for you. You obviously don't want to be a part of it. You're sure as hell not offering anything remotely constructive. You should probably shut up and let the rest of us normal people commemorate that day from this point forward. It's really not for garbage to comment on. Because that's all that is. I don't know what her race is. I'm presuming she's female. She may or may not identify as female. Whatever it is, I don't care what she's got to say. That's the heteropatriarchal systems. That's what she came up with. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alabama is joining the list of several Republican-led states who say they're suing or plan to sue over the Biden administration's COVID vaccine mandate. Attorney General Steve Marshall calling the rule requiring private companies with 100 or more employees to mandate vaccines or weekly testing an overreach. The FBI was in the spotlight on Wednesday regarding their bungled investigation of convicted sex offender Larry Nassar. He's the former USA Gymnastics team doctor who abused scores of young female athletes over many years.
We need to remember the pain that occurred when our folks failed to do their jobs. We need to study it. We need to learn from it.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Chris Wray saying investigative failures should not have happened. USA Radio News. North Korea is continuing to test long-range cruise missiles.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region, 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's prime minister and South Korea's president said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
A bus driver shortage is impacting kids returning to in-person learning in several states. The shortage of drivers is leading Massachusetts to bring the National Guard for help, and lawmakers in New York say the Guard is needed there to help with the shortage as well. Cities in Ohio, Virginia, and elsewhere report similar shortages and kids waiting hours for buses. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. There's a book coming out by Woodward and Bernstein again. In this book, General Milley admits to calling the Chinese head of the military. Trump was still in power in the waning months of his presidency, and letting him know that he was going to make sure nothing untoward happened. He told him that if we launch an attack, I'll call you to warn you. He did that more than once. He sent out communiques to various flag officers in the Navy and in various branches and told them that he needs to be in the loop in anything that is going on. He called Nancy Pelosi and had a discussion with her, too. Now, this lieutenant colonel who sounded off about the lack of accountability in Afghanistan and the lack of accountability in the top brass of the Pentagon. Here's the honest truth about what he should have done. He should have resigned his commission first and then sounded off. Because Military is supposed to be apolitical. General Milley has committed treason. He has rendered assistance to China. And, you know, I'm looking at what's happening with this Afghanistan debacle. And nobody's resigned. Nobody's been fired. Now, yes, Joe Biden is the commander-in-chief currently. But this is not his failure altogether. It is not his failure singularly. And let's think about what failure does to people in these kind of positions. Consciousness of failure is one of many reasons for resignations from high government positions. Some resign in protest at what's being done, or to publicly disassociate themselves from it, like Cyrus Vance did in 1980, when President Carter tried to rescue the American hostages in Iran by military force. Others resign to restore public confidence in their office, like British Foreign Secretary Lord Carrington did in 1982, when he failed to foresee Argentina's attack on the Falklands. Some resign because they don't feel able to advocate for a president's policy as a key member of his team ought to be able to. Some use the threat of resigning as a means of leverage against a proposed action they think would be a major mistake, which then puts the question to the president, can he risk the political fallout? And some certainly resign because they know they failed badly. But that reason can be just as compelling whether the president was also complicit or not. And yet, as we look at the aftermath, in the wake of everything that's swirling around right now, not a single member of the team of people working with the president was moved by any of these different considerations, even when they had all been directly involved in a once-in-a-lifetime foreign policy catastrophe. And there's three obvious cases where resignation was and still is unavoidable, and for more than one of the reasons I've outlined. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, a lot of weaponry has fallen out. It's a violation of ITAR. It's a violation of so many things. This is a military disaster. And it was the special responsibility of the Defense Secretary to make sure it could never happen. It was his duty to evaluate every decision made and every action taken with one eye on preventing any such possibility. Soon as he saw the president considering any action that ran this risk, he was obliged to say, while I am Defense Secretary, I cannot allow this risk to the nation's military strength. But he did not. And he still doesn't understand that he should have done that. By virtue of his office, he was responsible for the safety and welfare of all American citizens living in Afghanistan. And whether the course of action under consideration by the president, his job was to keep a wary eye on how that action might impact his unique responsibility for the safety of Americans. When it was proposed to get troops out first and everyone else out later, that should have set off a big klaxon alarm. But no, any Secretary of State should have said, while I hold this office, I cannot allow that action to be taken. But he didn't. Talking about Blinken, right? Then there's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. This action in Afghanistan has caused immense damage to our security. And the display of weakness and incompetence will embolden our enemies to undertake military ventures that they wouldn't have tried before. And some of our technological superiority and the security that it afforded us is gone. Gone. Over. Our international standing is severely weakened, with our friends feeling they can no longer trust us. And all this adds up to a national security catastrophe. And the responsibility entrusted to Sullivan should have had him evaluating every proposed action with an eye to preventing major damage to the special area of concern that was his. And instead, he just sat by, twiddling his thumbs as the disaster unfolded. In all three cases, high officials to whom had been entrusted specific areas of national policy failed to protect the country's interest in those areas. All should have been alert to dangers that uniquely concerned them and their office, and they should have used the leverage of resignation to avert those dangers. We actually need to believe in them. We need to have confidence in them. And we can't while these three are occupying these seats. It had been reported that Blinken and Sullivan had reservations about what the president was doing, but they didn't press those reservations because they knew what the boss wanted. And if that's true, they both failed to understand the difference between a personal assistant, like, say, an office boy, and a duly appointed officer of the U.S. government who has a specific area of responsibility. And only the first can shrug his shoulders and go with what the boss wants. An officer of the United States is obliged by the nature of his responsibility to the nation, not just the president, to spell out what, given the nature of his office, he can and cannot accept. And he has to insist that this is the case. All three were grossly negligent, but they won't go because these are small men who cling to office regardless of failure and loss of credibility. No Lord Carrington's among them. And then there's Millie. Whoever's the next president needs to do a purge. We do need a fourth turning. We do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I neglected to say coming to you from the Guns.com radio studio as well. So, last week, Joe Biden figured out that this was the lectern he was supposed to stand at. It was Thursday. He got there. He was shaking with righteous anger. He wasn't angry at the Al-Qaeda Taliban terrorists who slaughtered 13 Americans. He wasn't angry about the sex trafficking flowing into America through our southern border and on planes loaded with unvetted Afghan refugees. His anger was reserved for these intransient Americans who refused to get vaccinated. They have to be punished, he said. All of these things that they've got coming out right now, the vaccine passports and all this other stuff, the masking, this is all to force them to get vaccinated. And he thinks they should be vaccinated, whether by being forced out of their job or having weekly swabs stuck so high up in their face that they risk piercing their brains. Now, there's a lot of constitutional problems with this. I mean, there's a bunch. And I'm not going to talk about them. Let's talk about the practical issues involved in this. Too few people are paying attention to the fact that this draconian fascist dictate is for a virus that, for people under 70, has a mortality rate that's less than 1%. If a virus worth a 10 or 20% or higher mortality rate was sweeping through America, well, I can see the panic factor that might be different. But again, we're talking about less than 1% for those under 70. And then for those older than 70, it's not the virus that does it, it's the comorbidities. So just keep in mind that we fought a successful revolution, even a smallpox was sweeping through the nation with a 30% mortality rate. Second, the vaccine is not a vaccine. If it were a vaccine, those who are vaccinated would be perfectly safe from those who are not vaccinated. That's a simple fact. You know, Howard Stern, who got out there and said some bad things because, you know, this 67-year-old multimillionaire wants to leave his gated enclave to eat at a restaurant. Wouldn't be going full fascist on the rest of us if the vaccine worked. Then if the vaccine worked, he could get his vaccine and go sit there and eat and just sit around going, I'm bulletproof. Likewise, if this were a vaccine, those who were vaccinated would not need masks because they would not be either virus givers or receivers. Third, Biden has exempted millions of illegal aliens pouring into the country from the mandate, as well as members of Congress and their staff. A couple of ways you can look at this. He either hates all these people and wants them to die from COVID, or considering the less than 1% mortality rate along with all the problems associated with the vaccine, he hates everyone else and wants all those latter people to risk death or other permanent health problems. And remember, please, that teenage boys' risk of heart problems from the vaccine is 6 times greater than the risk of becoming seriously ill from COVID. Fourth, as Anani Mi wrote, based on experience with the federal government, there's some practical problems with the mandate. Do you think there's enough, does anybody out there think there's enough swabs and testing sites and medical personnel and diagnostic reagents and related people and materials to process as many as 80 million tests a week? Moreover, the PCR tests that are still common despite their accuracy issues can take as much as a week to deliver a result. So they're going to have to start a week out before the mandate starts in order for this to actually work. Fifth, Anthony Lee had another practical point. Don't forget the unfunded Mandates Reform Act of 1995. See, it's more than likely that both the Department of Labor and OSHA lack funding to cover enforcing those mandates. Sixth, you have the brain and skill drain, not just from the federal government's civil service, but from the military as well. And Anani Mi wrote about the civil service, but it's easy to imagine that the military will be affected as well. Although the Defense Department and the Air Force deny a claim that highly skilled people are already submitting their resignations. Then, I mean, these agencies, these research agencies that we have, the U.S. is the largest single employer of hard science PhDs in the country and very likely the world. Of various groups, PhDs are the least vaccinated. Can the USG afford to lose them, or DARPA, or USDA, which has the largest research institution? The Agricultural Research Service in the world? What about those Walter Reed researchers? So I'm believing that this vaccine mandate is going to get pushed back. Now, there are some, and I'm inclined to agree with them, who claim that Biden's doing this to distract from Afghanistan and to ride the wave of the Delta variant's inevitable decline. Because the Delta variant inevitably will lessen. And Biden's going to claim the credit for it. I did this. Remember, he always does all this stuff personally. I also believe that America's large corporations, all of which are run by college graduates, have been marinated in leftism, are going to take the mandate as green light to impose vaccine requirements on their employees. Now, I don't see this ending very well. But there's a little light at the end of the tunnel. Because we know, say, in the tech sector, which is primarily young people, young marinated leftist people. And, you know, the reason they are the way they are, the ones that are resisting the vaccine, do you know who they were listening to? Do you know who they saw? And they won't, they're still not employing any critical thinking here. Because if they did, they would be asking questions about why this flip-flop. But last year, Joe Biden, when he was a candidate, he said, I would never take the vaccine. I don't trust the vaccine. Kamala Harris, same thing. All of your celebrities and all of your idols and all the sports heroes and everything else, nobody was going to take it because it was Trump's. But then, Trump's no longer president. And they still didn't want to take it until Trump was out of office. The fourth turning. Normally, I'm not interested in chaos for the sake of chaos. But if it means a complete change to some of the things and a return to certain things that change would demand, I don't know, maybe I may be down for that one. We will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.